two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are headed down the home stretch for another week of the show here. Thanks for the news update on the half hour. We'll head back to ABC at the top. But it's nice to have you with us now as we begin to wrap things up. Tyler from Fazari, Tyler Cloward, will join us. We'll talk more mountain biking. Fazari's actually moved into a new building, Russ. I think I told you that.
Oh, nice. And they ought to just put it in the Harley shop.
They should, actually.
Yeah.
But the demand for bicycles has been off the charts during this pandemic. People have been, you know, kind of revisiting their childhood and looking for ways to have some fun in the outdoors. And probably in the case of putting on a lot of weight, finding a way to lose some weight when you can't get in the gym has no doubt helped the sales as well.
Hey, Fazari, are they carrying some electric bikes now?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I was on their site the other day. They haven't gone the e-bike way yet. They're still all self-powered stuff. Before we jump in with Bob, and maybe we'll bring Bob into the conversation anyway, we're about to talk about our one-tank trip of the week. Bob Grove, are you there?
I'm here.
Ah, sounds good, too. I'm just glad to hear you're okay and not, you know, melting down there in 113
degree heat. Oh, my gosh.
Heat.
You know, it's hot enough as it is, and then we get this heat wave coming in. We've been flirting with, you know, now 100 teens, but it's been, you know, between 105 and 110 this week, and
I'm melting. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I guess you just learn to stay indoors.
You do. You know, I'm staying indoors a little more than I like to, but I go to the high country. You know, it's nice about living here in Hurricane Valley that you just jump in your car and within minutes you're in high country. It's Cedar Breaks, Bryan Head. I mean, where, you know, you're in 78 degrees of the hot day at Bryan Head. So you don't have to go far.
Yeah. It is amazing how quickly that temperature changes when you make that turn from Cedar City down to St. George. I'm always surprised when I make that trip. Before we talk about the one-tank trip, I want to make sure we get this in here with Russ, because you were telling me during the news on the half hour about the BGAN units. You've already got two of those out, and you're talking about activating a third one or buying a third one?
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying a third one. They really have gotten popular. If you have to go in the backcountry or out of range of phones and everything, and you still need to keep in touch with work, unfortunately some people do.
Yeah.
And I have to say, as much as people don't like this idea, it sure saves a lot of vacations, in that you can keep doing your emails and all that kind of stuff, keeping in touch with your clients remotely with this BGAN unit, high speed internet.
Yeah, Rush, you need to get some of those down to North Lake Powell in the Bullfrog Tickaboo area. Boy, I tell you, when you're down there, you are off the grid.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you're lucky to get a good cell connection even when you're at the lodge. I mean, they're kind of removed from technology there, which is great for, I mean, if that's what you're trying to do. But like you say, if you need to stay in touch with home base, you're out of luck down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great device. And I've sent up to Lake Powell a lot, so it's been good. And the other thing I mentioned, Tim, is the trackers. The Garmin InReach tracker has really gotten popular now, and I've got plenty of them here to rent. And they rent a lot less than what the sat phone rents for. So You know, it's a very economical way to go. Text messaging anywhere on the face of the earth.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure because sometimes I forget to mention to people that you're much more than just satellite phones. And if you need to go outdoors and you need to stay in touch, we've heard doctors that, you know, obviously have to be able to know whether they've got a patient that needs some urgent care or something, that they'll turn around and do it. Or CEOs who the only time they can escape is to go do something like this and have a way of staying in contact and still getting the opportunity to decompress a little bit. So, again, it's just skycallsatellite.com or 801-450-8317. I should be paid as an endorser.
Good job on that, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Our one tank trip of the week is just Bob this week, so Mark must be playing around somewhere.
Yeah, Mark decided to go on a vacation, and he went to California, of all places, to get away. Yeah, I don't know what – well, he's actually going to Carlsbad, so that's – you know, if you're going to go to California, that's a pretty good place to go, go to the beach.
You want
if they're open.
Yeah, if they're open. And if anything, that you know, in the area is open, even if you can drive across the state line there. Let's focus on Vernal. That's where you wanted to head this week. And, Russ, I know you're familiar with the Vernal area, and the last time you and I did anything there together was, I think, a middle-of-the-night, 2 a.m., 2:30 in the morning tour of the Dinosaur Museum there, the Utah Fieldhouse. That was a little creepy. T-Rex is scary in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that was so much fun to have that place all to yourself, too. That was awesome.
That was like the – what was that movie, Night at the Museum?
Yeah, exactly.
Did they all come to life while you were there?
I was hoping they wouldn't. But that was a part of our state parks trip where we did 43 state parks in 72 hours. But so much fun. Where do we want to start here? I guess I've already started with the Fieldhouse. That's a big attraction.
Yeah, well, this is considered dinosaur land. I mean, Vernal is – base camp. You know, we talk a lot about every week, Mark and I are always talking about finding base camps where you can use, you know, kind of stage your trip from there without having to keep moving around from point to point, is kind of plant yourself in one area and then surround yourself with the attractions and points of interest. And so Vernal is our base camp for the northeast area of Utah. Cause it's really close to a lot of recreation areas. I mean, well, of course it's dinosaur land. So it's near dinosaur National Monument, which is really fun to go to. I mean, it's I'm sure you guys have been there, but I mean, this Utah is a melting pot. I mean, this is the capital of dinosaur. I mean, there's so many places throughout the state, but this is the granddaddy of them all. And so you have the field house, as you mentioned, right in town, which is wonderful to go check out, by the way. Just around the perimeter of the building are the dinosaur gardens where you can walk around. They have the replicas of dinosaurs on the outside. And then, of course, Dinosaur National Monument. What's really cool about Dinosaur National Monument is that Green River runs through it. And that's the most spectacular river section of the Green River, of going through the gates of Lador. Mm-hmm. And through that section there, we did a 4-day trip. In fact, I if I remember right, I think I had one of your sat phones, Russ, and I called in from our trip. This was several years ago while we were on that trip. It was really amazing.
Yeah. The other state parks that are in the area, and again, this is one of our memories because we went from the field house, I think, right to Red Fleet.
Red Fleet and Steinaker.
There is a must-see video of Russ and I hunting for dinosaur tracks in the middle of the night with headlamps.
just a note to our listeners, if you're going to go out there, don't tell them Russ and Tim sent you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
That video someday has got to make it onto our Facebook page so people can see it. But Steinaker is out there. Starvation is out there. There are so many opportunities with our state parks.
There really are. You know, what they're doing at Red Fleet now is a lot of stand-up paddle boarding. So if you're looking for a great place with good water for that, go to Red Fleet and check it out for the stand-up paddle boarding. And, you know, most of all these state parks have concessions at them, so you can rent equipment. Whatever the recreation is at the park, generally you're going to find a concessionaire that rents equipment if you don't have your own.
How far so, is – yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
How far is Flaming Gorge from Vernal?
Not very far. It's just north. It's north a few miles, like scenic drive.
Russ is going to get the map.
I should have known you were going to ask me a number question.
I'm on the map.
He's on it. He's on the map.
I've been on the map since we started. Yeah.
We have gotten off track here a little bit. Give us one idea of a great place to eat, one idea of a great place to stay if you're going to base camp there.
Well, if you're going to stay, you know, if you're going to stay in dinosaur land, you got to stay at the Dinosaur Inn and Suites, right? You know, you got to stay where the dinosaur name is. What I really like about staying, this is a great remodeled hotel. They've renovated, but within the same building plaza, there is the Antica Forma Pizzeria, which is, you know, I lived in Italy earlier in my life, and I know good pizza places, especially Napolitano pizza. And this is the best Napolitano pizza you're going to find not only in Utah, but this side of Naples. It is amazing. They have wood fired. The chef there that came and opened this up with the owner, he's won the tournament or has taken second or third place every year in the best Napolitano pizza in the world. So, well, you know they're going to have great pizza.
Let me ask you the question. Is this traditional Naples pizza? Because I've been fortunate enough to be there and sit in an outdoor diner and have some of their pizza. And if you're thinking that it's going to be like the pizza you get from Pizza Hut, you'd be wrong.
You'd be really wrong. No, this is authentic. I went there and I had a flashback to Italy when I sat there in the restaurant and had it. So that, I would definitely recommend that. If you're going to go to Vernal, go to Antica Forma Pizzeria. You'll thank us later. You'll definitely enjoy it there. But yeah, there's many places. I have links on the blog for our one tank trip this week. That'll give you access to all the places to stay, the things to do, places to eat, all the details.
All right. Did you find us a mileage count here, well, Russell?
It's having done it a few times, you probably can do it in an hour from Vernal to Flaming Gorge, but you will take 3 or 4 hours because you will keep stopping.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
I challenge you, if you go pull into every pullout, every scenic view pullout, it's just spectacular countryside. Any time of the year, I've done it. In the winter, it's a great drive.
Boy, and there's so many places to camp and fish and do just about anything. Flaming Gorge, I don't think gets the attention that it should, simply because it's a little bit farther to drive than some other places, but it is spectacular.
It is. That Red Canyon on the way there is one of the most beautiful canyons you're going to see anywhere. I mean, it is spectacular. I love Flaming Gorge. I wish I lived closer. I'd be there more frequently.
Yeah. All right.
You know, no, this area is right on the southern eastern side of the High Uinta. So, you know, it's really great access to all these amazing recreation areas. It's really not that far from Salt Lake. It's 170 miles to Vernal from Salt Lake.
Yeah.
I've driven, left Salt Lake in the morning, fish the Green River below the dam, and then back in the evening.
All good stuff. And again, that's why we call it the one tank trip. Shouldn't be that tough to get there and enjoy all of the things that we just talked about. Here's a way to find out more. Actually, from time to time, get some videos that'll give you an idea of what to expect when you get there. Go to roadtrippinwithbobandmark.com. Roadtrippinwithbobandmark.com. Mark Wade and Bob Grove, always great to help us out with our one tank trip of the week. Going to take a break. When we come back, Tyler Cloward joins us. We'll talk more mountain biking with Fazari next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Wrap up the program. I'm happy to bring back an old friend of ours from a great company, a Utah company that we have paid attention to over the last, I don't know how many years now. We've all been riding their bikes, but Fazari, spelled F-E-Z-Z-A-R-I, Fazari Bicycles. And they've got a new location. They've got a new model that is out right now. And so we wanted to touch base with Tyler Cloward. I do follow you. I feel like we've talked because I follow you on Facebook and I've watched your child grow like a weed and been envious of your opportunities to ride.
Yeah, we feel lucky. That's the cool thing about being here in Utah. It has been a ride. You know, I think it's been, 10, 11 years since we first met and have been doing a few things together.
Yeah. And look forward to hopefully getting together and doing some more. Before we get to the new model that is out and what's new with mountain bikes these days, can you give us a little idea about the new location? Why the move? I guess it's not far from where everybody knew of you there in Linden anyway, right?
Yeah. You know, we've been at this for a little while now. I mean, it's been about 2006. So it's my math, 14 years here since we've been going. Yeah, we just recently, here this in March, moved to a new location. It's about a mile down the road. We're still in Linden. But we've been lucky enough to continue to grow and needed a bigger space. And so we've been able to expand the operation, expand the showroom, just more production space, more sales staff, more manufacturing. And so we're just down the road. We've been chipping away and just kind of feel lucky especially with how everything's been going, that we're still able to move ahead. So the new location's really allowed us to, help us create a better product and a better customer experience.
Yeah, one of the great things about mountain biking is by its nature, you are self-isolating. You're socially distancing by yourself on a bike, on a trail somewhere, away from others. And so that's worked out perfectly through this pandemic period, too.
Yeah, it's been crazy. We've seen a huge demand for bikes, not just us, but across the entire industry. People are wanting to get outside and, trails and parks and everything have been able to stay open. And so just the demand on bikes has been crazy. We're lucky in Utah that many different facets are able to support biking, whether it's the high school leagues or, people building trails or things like that. And so everybody's been getting out. The trails have been crowded, and people have been mostly kind and patient with each other as everybody's been trying to get out.
Well, that and the fact that I think I heard the other day on our Nightside project here on KSL that the average American has put on 17 pounds since we got locked up at the house. And because we're stressed, we're eating a lot of comfort food. So getting on a bike would be a way to not only boost your spirits and recharge your emotional battery, but also lose some of those pounds that maybe you gathered with your favorite snack on your the arm of your chair every day.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen what's been really fun is we've been able to see people who maybe rode, when they were younger, are getting back into it. Like you said, for the exercise, with gyms that were closed for a while, they're getting out, enjoying the outdoors. But it's a stress relief. It's almost like it is a form of healthcare in and of itself of being outside and getting that exercise and having a good time.
Yeah, and after we get through this heat wave we've got coming for the next week or so. My favorite time of the year to ride is always in the fall when the colors are changing and the air is cooler, and so we'll get there soon enough. Let's talk about this new model you've got out. You guys have always had an affection for naming your bikes after certain peaks here in Utah, and so this time it's the Delano Peak.
Yeah, so this is a brand new model for us. We're really excited. It's something that we've needed in the lineup. It's kind of that trail bike right in the middle. Kind of a do-everything bike. It's the after-work ride. It pedals efficient enough to go do, big mileage on it, but it has enough suspension travel on it that it can really handle most trails around here in Utah. And, being a Utah-based company, we like to, pay homage a little bit to where we are. And so this one is called Delano Peak. Delano Peak is in the Tusher Mountains in near Beaver, the big predominant peak down there. And so where this is kind of our mid-travel, trail bike, we thought it, kind of worked to name it after a mountain right in the middle of the state.
Yeah. My wife, Becky, still rides the Abajo Peak, and I'm on the Cascade Peak. That'll give you an idea of how many years we've had ours underneath us. We look with quite affection at some of these new things that have come along with bicycles. One of them is the wider tire. That seems to be the going thing these days.
Yeah, tire technology has changed a lot, and that's the cool thing is things keep changing, things keep evolving. We're trying to make it a more fun, better experience for riders. Having the wider tires has been really beneficial. wheel sizes that will roll over things a little bit easier have been really nice. You know, there's been a lot of advancements in suspension design and other technology, you know, in composites and carbon fiber and a few things like that. You know, so we've been, you know, trying to put our heads down and keep producing products, you know, a little bit different with the way that we run things of being rider direct. You know, we're based here in Utah and we're able to work directly with riders versus working through retail channels. So, you know, the value that is offered is a little bit different, you know, and it's been fun to see people get back out on bikes again and even more and really enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, and by the way, they have a model in every price range you could think of, and it's not just mountain bikes. They also have road bikes as well. I don't want to leave that out of the conversation. Again, showing the age of my bike, I still have a front derailleur on mine, but those have kind of gone by the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah, things have totally changed. All one-bike drivetrains, wider range in the back. You know, the use case has changed. Riders have changed. Technology has changed. With what we can do and trails are changing. We're getting more people on the bikes. It sounds like you're due for an upgrade.
I am, but first I need to bring mine down. I have no front brakes at the moment, which is another reason I haven't spent much time on a mountain trail. I can get away with riding, you know, a paved trail out around my house, but I don't dare go on a mountain trail without a front brake. So I'll be coming to see you very, very soon. Tell people again where to find you guys.
Yeah, we've got our new location. We're in Linden on Geneva Road, North Geneva Road, just south of Pleasant Grove. You're welcome. We've got the brand new showroom. Just remember to bring your mask. But you can always find us at fezzari.com, F-E-Z-Z-A-R-I.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, too, of another great thing about getting a bike from Fezzari. It's not a one-size-fits-all. They want to make sure that bike is custom fit to your frame, your body, your ability, and they take the time to do that by taking a lot of different measurements and building the bike around you, which is just fantastic. So it's Fezzari, F-E-Z-Z-A-R-I.com. Tyler, good to catch up with you.
Appreciate it. It's good to talk to you as always.
Happy trails. We'll